Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Thanks to Robbie Triano for that open. Ray Diaz, our producer, Brandon Pryor as well. And of course, we began talking about the quarterback, but it's because Caleb Williams brought up something very interesting when it came to his Wednesday availability press conference. As much as we talk about reading the field, as much as we talk about read progression with quarterbacks, how that is a time-honored tradition in the NFL. You can talk about every single one of them. You can discuss whether or not they're holding on to the ball too long. You can discuss whether or not they're scheming somebody open. It's really a choose-your-own-adventure at this point. But I know we've talked a lot about timing. I've said before that one of my main objectives now for the rest of the season is seeing how well Caleb Williams will climb a pocket, seeing how well he throws over the middle. You know, unfortunately, I think that's where height can come in to hurt you a little bit in the league, but guys get around it. So the question becomes how. And Marshall, Caleb Williams said something that yesterday regarding all of this, I think put both of us on alert for perhaps different reasons.
My one eyebrow went up. I want to be clear. Just one eyebrow, not both. Because
can
I was
you
like,
raise one right
wait,
now?
Did I hear what I think I just heard? And I did the little, you know, go back 15 seconds. I was watching on YouTube, the press conference. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, Caleb Williams is making it sound like he's doing so well or so much better than he was that he's almost going too fast in the way he's processing things. And when I heard it, I was like, that's interesting. No, let me scratch that. That's intriguing. Wait, no, let me cross that word out too. That is fascinating because if this is true, that means Caleb Williams is much closer to the brink of a breakthrough that will take him to elite level than I thought he was. And I was giving him, remember, the entire season under Ben Johnson to see where we are maybe a month from now, 5 or 6 weeks from now.
And I feel like we always have to qualify this by saying, I don't want Tyson Bajan to replace him. Okay? Is everybody cool with that? How many times do I have to say that? It's like our disclaimer at the beginning.
Do you feel like that's something that people are even thinking about at
point
in time?
Oh, yeah. So for the, and those people don't even really listen anyway. They just like, they're like a bad search engine. They just hear like certain words and then fill in the rest. But for those who do, just know I'm saying that. I think about though, when I heard him say that, I do think that he throws a fastball. He throws a plus-plus fastball. There's zip on that thing. You know, again, more objectives that I'm watching is I'm trying to see when do you ease off? When in the timing with your receivers do you then therefore throw a touch ball? You know, something where you know the ball's going to get there, but that still speaks to accuracy. A lot of times you can describe it. Tim Jenkins does a really nice job, especially this week, our quarterback guy, who we have on Tuesdays, he does a really nice job talking about timing and what that means. You know, in baseball, a lot of people think that launch angle is really just a function of timing. So in this respect, I do think it is worth talking about because I do think that perhaps speed is an issue for him. And we see that when it comes to the velocity at which he throws a lot of the balls. So here's what Caleb Williams had to say when it came to reprogression and how he's seeing the field yesterday.
Ben said earlier, he's like, sometimes just training you to stay in there like a tick longer to be able to make the big play. How do you train yourself to do that?
Yeah, it's interesting because you get the whole process is like, let's get the ball out faster. Let's, you know, get through the reads. And, you know, sometimes I get through my reads actually too fast, you know, maybe because of leverage or maybe because, you know, the covers that I'm seeing. And, you know, sometimes you just need to hang on, you know, we got special guys. And so sometimes you need to hang on it and let it rip. And then other times, you know, it's, you know, there was a play that I actually avoided a sack, but I could have thrown a touchdown this past game. And, you know, it's so small things. It's like, you know, just big plays right there. I saw it and, you know, I was about to rip it and I just saw, you know, color flash. He was running right at me and I tried to get out of it, got out of it and, you know, threw incompletion. You know, it's those things that, you know, the next level and something that I talk about with coach all the time is, you know, that's the next level is, you know, I do have this ability to get out of stuff, but also there's going to be times where, you know, it's just going to drop back and, you know, let's deliver a ball. And I've done it, you know, every so often or whatever, but, you know, just doing that more often and, you know, just finding the balance is tough, but, you know, that's what we're searching for.
I meet that with a little bit of skepticism because, number one, we've heard Ben Johnson talk about how when he's focusing on receivers too much, like that was a discussion a couple of weeks ago with Roma Dunze, perhaps Olamide Zaccheaus a part of this too, that then it was he's focusing on his primary read, which is fine. Like, you can do that. You don't get an award for reading the field. Perhaps your team gets a trophy at the end of the season, but it's not necessarily first things first when it comes to quarterback evaluation. It is a big part of it, but so that was said. And then I think about what I'm seeing, where I'm seeing his eyes. It's especially notable when you're watching the all 22 at the same time, because you can tell by shoulders and head position if whether or not there's a case where he could throw to the other side of the field. Some quarterbacks are better than others. But I say all this to say, if that's the case, I understand that it could be. But the bottom line is, then the timing is still off. So you can say this, and we can give you the respect that comes with saying this to us and taking your words for what they're worth. But then we're also trying to match film that meets that. And I don't necessarily know that I have enough to say, how am I seeing this play out?
I took what he said as part of the development that he's undergone this year and him making strides, because he talks about like what the next thing is for him to figure out that balance of staying in the pocket too long versus taking off and running versus trying to make a play downfield. Obviously, number one thing you want to do is avoid a sack, right? And that can mean a different thing on a different play. Sometimes if a blitz is coming, that sack threat is imminent a lot more so than if it's just regular coverage, a four-man rush, right? So I'm interested to see if he takes what he's talking about and if he's really figuring things out 1 week at a time, one game film run at a time, what that means for this week's game against Brian Flores and that defense that we know can be all blitz or let's lay off the blitz like we saw back in week one on Monday Night Football. And I'm now, through the lens of what he just shared with us, I'm going to be watching the game for that specifically, because I talked about the fact that this team needs to score 30 plus points a game probably to make a run here in the back half against better teams, at least until they get their best defenders back. And I think this can unlock that if he is on the precipice of taking that next step.
This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and we are talking about Caleb Williams saying that he gets through his reads too quickly. Our segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I want to believe him, but I just don't have a ton of tape that indicates it. And that shows up in different ways. I'm willing to admit that and understand part of that with the game. But regardless, it's still him saying the timing is still off. And I think the reason I'm a bit skeptical still as to how this plays out is because last year there was a big swoon from Hallis Hall to tell everybody that the cadence issues were fixed. And based on the pre-snap penalties that plagued the Bears all season last year and are still an issue this year, I don't think that that's the case either. Not as much as maybe they want them to be. That doesn't mean they're not working on them. That just means that they aren't fixed to the point where I would call it fixed. I don't think your current head coach would either. So that's why I say this, and I'm going, well, if that's the case, then how do you try to fix that then? But the speed of the ball at which he throws would indicate that that's part of it. And I like what one of our texters is saying when it says 815, agree with that too fast. He reminds me of a basketball player that plays too fast or hard and gets lost in the flow of the game. And that's okay. 773 says, I think what he meant is he's rushing his reads, which is not a good thing. He's looking, reading too quick and getting off guys before he should be. So I think that's fair too. All of these things are worth discussing. And the fact that he's even willing to tell us this is also a good thing. It's just, I think sometimes people have a tendency to say something might be fixed when it's not. or maybe that's the case how they see it, but maybe, you know, the game tells a different story.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
I think the important thing, going back to what he said at the lectern, it's not like he said, we figured this out. He said the next step. So that lets us know that he doesn't think this is like a point where he's gotten to the solution. I agree with what 773 said when he talks about rushing his reads. And the fact that he brought up the leverage and the way that the coverage is dictating some of where people are going to be and when they are going to be open. I think if you look at a guy, let's say he's your first read, he's not open yet because of the specific coverage. And then he's going through the reads. He may should have stepped and stayed with number one, but he's like, okay, there's pressure coming. I got to get out of this. And a lot of that is the fact that, you know, this guy did not get sacked. He was pressured over a dozen times on Sunday, but he did not take a sack. So there's that balance right there. Yes, I want to throw for the touchdown, obviously, on the one play, but I had to get out of harm's way.
And number one objective that we know is do not get sacked. That's number one. And that has been happening. So now it's, okay, now I'm avoiding getting sacked, but now I feel like I'm moving off of somebody too quickly.
Exactly.
But that also does contradict then the discussions that have happened where they say, well, he keys in on Rome, he keys in on Olamide, and Ben Johnson said, well, that's because those are his primary reads on that play.
Right, that's what I'm saying. If it's
that's different.
Well, no, but if it's the primary read, but you're not getting, you're going through that specific read too quickly because now you've been told, hey, use your legs too. And also you got to stay alive. But also when you use your legs, don't use your legs too quickly. There might still be a play to be made downfield. That's a lot to balance in what we watch on TV is very different than, like you said, a flash of whatever coming at him. He's got to make a decision.
Well, and I think Caleb is a businessman. He's really good at being able to identify objectives and identify in a professional manner when he speaks, you know, what people want to hear. And not that he's giving lip service, but that he understands what part of the conversation is. But regardless, it's still a timing thing. So until that gets figured out in a more efficient manner, and I believe that comes with reps, I'm not concerned he can't do it. I think he can. This is still where we're at in the process. The game hasn't slowed down enough for him yet. And I do think he still focuses on guys too often. I mean, I don't like picking on Olamide Zaccheaus here, But I think he's a good example of how that occurred and played out during the game
related,
on Sunday.
Related, 269, why is C-Dub not in the conversation? I like C-Dub because Dub is a win and C-Dub.
Well, and Rome calls him C-Will, right?
Is that what he calls him?
I think so.
Okay.
Theo Bennett calls him C-Willy.
Which is a play on C-Will.
C-Willy is terrible. I cannot abide by that.
But here's the thing. I'm deferring to them. I'm not going to be over here being like, random woman on the radio has spoken. I give you a nickname. Danny, he's got a little more clout. But me over here, I ain't doing all that.
I think Danny's trying to make fetch happen.
We are. We call CD Gardner Johnson CD because that's what he wanted to be called.
Hey, I respect that.
And then
man.
I've gotten a lot of comments on various social medias like, it's CJ. And I'm like, no, he told us CD. That's our job.
No, I think we're doing the good job. But again, I think Danny's trying to make fetch happen. And that's just not.
So are you saying Tyson Bagent's the guy?
Stop. See why we were doing so well, Robbie. The fact that you felt like you had to give that disclaimer, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. Because people would be like, didn't you say this? And I didn't say anything like that. They're like, Layla said Justin Fields a generation. No, I never did.
Name, C-Dub is my leader in the clubhouse.
You're just a bad search engine. Listening is a skill.
Tyson's a stud.
So is reading the field. So is listening to what people have to say. So we do it all together, and we try to figure it out. And if you're smart, you get benefit to the people who need it, the benefit of the doubt. And that's what we're trying to do here. You just heard Robbie Triano. Ray Diaz is one of our producers as well. Of course, you talk to Ray on the phone when you call him. Be nice to Ray. He's nice to you. Brandon Fryer helps us out as well. As we've mentioned, Mark Rohde is part of our crew joining us today. He's at Hallis Hall. You can hear Mark at 12:45. You can join us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Our video team, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. Cody Westerland also in the house as well. And you can text and call us when you talk to Ray. 312-644-6767. And yes, please make some jokes like 847. Layla, why do you hate Caleb and love Bagent? Bad search engines, all of you. Coming up next, you're on Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. I do want to go back to something that Caleb Williams said after the game on Sunday. It was a really good question talking about how he leads. And I think that is as important as anything. So let's examine it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.